Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. A Northeast Iowa man convicted 2 months ago for causing thousands of dollars in damages to hospital equipment has been arrested on assault charges. Olwine police say 37-year-old Michael Kirschbaum of Olwine was taken into custody Tuesday afternoon following a domestic disturbance in the one block of 5th Street Southwest. He has been charged with two counts of domestic abuse assault causing bodily injury, both serious misdemeanors. According to the criminal complaints, Kirschbaum is accused of physically assaulting a female victim by throwing a TV remote and hitting the woman in the head, causing a cut and large swelling over her eye. When the victim's son attempted to intervene, Kirschbaum allegedly assaulted him by sticking his fingers in the victim's mouth in an attempt to scratch him before ripping a nose ring out of the man's nose. Court records show that Kirschbaum was convicted in February for third-degree criminal mischief from a November 2022 incident at Gunderson Lutheran Medical Clinic in West Union. Investigators say Kirschbaum went into a fit of rage after he was not prescribed the medication he was seeking and smashed a telehealth monitor worth over $4,000. In January, Kirschbaum was arrested for driving while barred and is scheduled for trial July 31st in Fayette County District Court. A North Iowa woman charged in the 2022 death of a child in her care will be allowed to travel out of state while she awaits a new trial date. According to court records, 69-year-old Shirley Weber of Cresco was operating an unlicensed daycare on June 28, 2022, when she allegedly placed a 16-month-old boy in his car seat and only buckled the top buckle. However, the toddler slid down in the car seat, was choked by that top buckle, and died July 1, 2022. In May of last year, Weber was charged with child endangerment causing death, a Class B felony. She has pleaded not guilty, and her trial has seen multiple delays. Last month, a trial scheduling conference was continued when Weber waived her right to a trial within 1 year of March 21, 2023. A hearing to officially recognize that waiver and possibly set a new trial date is now set for April 22 in Howard County District Court. On Tuesday, Weber's request to travel out of state April 20th and 21st to attend her granddaughter's college softball games in Minneapolis-St. Paul was granted. A bill that's cleared the Iowa legislature would let churches and nonprofit organizations hosting bingo fundraisers offer a gun worth up to $5,000 as a prize. The bill made it through the Senate almost unanimously in February, but there was some pushback this week before it passed the House. Representative Eric Jurdy, a Democrat from Cedar Rapids, suggests any prize worth up to $5,000 should be allowed.
So if an organization wants to give a trip away, they can. If an organization wants to have a canoe or a paddle boat, they can.
Representative Shannon Lundgren, Republican from Piasta in Northeast Iowa, says she agrees, but that expansion would doom the bill if it was returned to the Senate.
We will continue to work on that next year because I too would like to see our church organizations and other nonprofit organizations, whether they're youth related or whatnot, to be able to earn extra money.
The current limit on bingo prizes in Iowa is $250, and the new bill would raise the value limit on prizes to $900, except for guns. The bill is headed to the governor for review. Bingo fundraisers for charity are legal in Iowa as long as the games are run by volunteers. The last Charles City Chamber bingo night of the season is tomorrow night at the Columbus Club in Charles City. Hosted by the Chamber of Commerce, early bird play begins at 6:30 with regular bingo at 7 and continues until about 9:30. There'll be cash payouts, door prizes, a 50-50 raffle, and a $300 jackpot. A total of 28 bingo games will be offered with reusable slide cards. Discounted multi-game packages are available or play a la carte for $1 per card per game. Players must be at least 18 years or old or accompanied by an adult. April is National Volunteer Awareness Month, and one could dub today as Volunteer Friday in Charles City. The Charles City Area Chamber of Commerce and Main Street Charles City honored volunteers at a special gathering this morning at the Community Center. Chamber Director Mark Wicks says the role of volunteers is vital.
It's just a great way to show appreciation to the special volunteers who make our community unique and get a lot of things done that otherwise wouldn't get done in Charles City or anywhere else.
This afternoon, Floyd County Museum Director McKenna Lloyd says 15 organizations look to attract more volunteers during the volunteer fair from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Charles City Public Library.
The Caroline Chapman Cat House is going to be there, the Charles City Arts Center, Charles City Chamber, Charles City Community Fund, Charles City Whitewater, the Chautauqua Guest Homes, City Improvement Association, Floyd County Medical Center Auxiliary, Floyd County Fair, Floyd County Museum, Fossil and Prairie Park Preserve, the Foster Grandparent Program, Main Street Charles City, Northeast Iowa Food Bank, and PAWS Humane Society.
The volunteer fair is free and open to the public. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.